Shalom, this is Billy Brim and
Shelley Brim Oaks.
And we're talking about heaven. We've been giving you some doctrine. You know how it is in the writings of Paul. He gives the doctrine first, the deep doctrines of things, and then he gives the practical walking it out. Like in the book of Ephesians, that's a perfect example. And so we have one more point that we want to cover here in our doctrinal foundation, that the heavenly Jerusalem is the place Jesus was talking about that he said he's preparing for the church. Hamakom. Now, it is the place of the bride of Christ. Now, I'm going to read you from Revelation 21, 9 and 10. And there came unto me one of the seven angels which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, Come hither, I will show you the bride, the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, coming, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God. And her light was like unto a stone most precious. And it goes on to describe that city. Now, some people, there are many, many places in the Bible which call us the bride, the church which is his body. I have a teaching on this. I am not teaching on the whole complete thing right now, but I'm going to show you that the city is the place of the bride, and it is not the bride. The bride is the body of Christ. Now, some people reading this scripture have said, well, the city is the bride. No, the city is not the bride. The city is the place of the bride. Now, you have to understand Hebrew and Hebraisms. If you say Israel, what do you think? You might properly think of the land, Eretz Israel, and you could as properly think of the people, Am Israel. They go together. Israel is the land and its people. They go together. Now, this is the way they do in Hebraisms. This is the way they talk. I'm going to read to you a couple of scriptures which will show this. Matthew 3 and verse 5 says, Then went out, now, oh, well, I better get verse 4 so you know who we're, well, verse 1 so we know who we're talking about. In those days came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea. Verse 5, Then went out to him Jerusalem and all Judea and all the region round about Jordan, and were baptized of him in Jordan, confessing their sins. Now, it says that Jerusalem and Judea went out there. Did the buildings go? No, the people went. Did the buildings get baptized? No, the people got baptized. But it called them Jerusalem and Judea, because that's Hebraism. That's how it works. Jerusalem is its people. Now here's another scripture which will show that to you. This is Matthew 23 and verse 37. O Jerusalem, this is Jesus weeping over the city. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets and stonest them which are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathers her chickens under her wings, and you would not. Did the buildings and the city kill the prophets? No. It was the people. But Jesus called them Jerusalem. It's the same with the heavenly city. It is the place of the bride. Now, you can call us if you want to, and we'll tell you what teaching I do have that on about the church being the bride of Christ. But right now, heavenly Jerusalem is the place for the bride. It is the place for the church. Now, some of the church is already there. The church of the firstborn, some of them are already there. How you get there is you're in him. And they're in him. They're in Jesus there. And we're in Jesus here. And Shelley's husband moved over there across the Crystal Sea. Mm-hmm. And I want her to tell you and read to you from some books that she's been reading about heaven, considering the fact that her husband now lives there as of how many months?
Well, it was May 26, 2007. And I just have to say this too. There is the, I'm so thankful for the Word of God.
Oh,
and,
yes.
And how the Lord has given us the Holy Spirit, who is our comforter. Jesus called him the Holy Spirit, a comforter. And I have, since Bob's moved on to heaven, had an opportunity to drink of the comfort of the Holy Spirit like I never have had an opportunity before. And so I want to encourage someone who may be listening that God is no respecter of persons, and the same comforter who is closer than you can imagine, by turning to him in faith, can show you the scriptures, because he is, holy men of old were moved upon by the Holy Ghost. And so he'll show you scriptures that will feed your heart about heaven, about being raised up together with Christ, seeking those things that are above. One translation said, being heavenly minded. And I've heard ministers say, well, you can be heavenly minded and no earthly good. But you know what? You don't find that in the Word of God.
No, I hate that saying.
I do too. The Bible says in Colossians 3:1, to be heavenly minded.
We must
seek
put
those
the Word
things
of God first, not old sayings.
That's exactly right. And so, so when we talk on the subject of heaven, we have these books that we, that Mother, you've been
have you been reading
promoting?
Any of them?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And we've had the privilege to meet some of these people. We know Dr. Gary Wood.
Mm-hmm. Isn't he a dear?
He is precious. He put his arm around me and he told me things. He said, Shelley, I want you to know that there is a physical location. It's an address in heaven, just like you have an address on earth. And people know about it who are there in heaven. And it is the great grandstand. And people can come there and sit when they're not busy working for the master. And they can look down on the playing field that is directed to heaven, to earth, and see how their loved ones are serving the Lord Jesus.
Running the race.
Running the race.
It's a place to look at the race, the
mm-hmm.
spiritual race. You know, Brother Hagin was caught up to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Sister Wilkerson prophesied that he would be caught up to heaven, and there he would be given a revelation. When his sister passed away, Olita, as she passed away, he himself had died, you know, and gone to hell.
Mm-hmm.
And then he had died and gone to heaven. You can get this from Kenneth Hagin Ministries, his testimony. And he knew that when he left his body, his family was around him. So he knew that his sister knew that they were around him, their family. And went on home. He was thinking about those things. He was at home thinking about those things. And he got caught up to heaven with her, with the Lord Jesus, and with his brother Dub as a witness. Both of them were caught up there. And she, here was the revelation that was given him, which Sister Wilkerson prophesied. And it, she said, I've already, she said, Kenneth, don't be concerned that you couldn't pray me out of this. He'd already prayed her out of cancer 5 years before. She said, there are reasons why the secret things belong to the Lord and you don't know. And she said, but here is a revelation. I've already seen my daughter, who was killed, I think, in a car wreck. I did not tell her husband was married again. They don't know those things. They don't care about whether you got a new bedroom suit or a new car. But she said, they know how you are progressing in your spiritual race.
Mm-hmm.
They can see spiritual progress. Now, that's what Gary was talking to you.
That's
they can
what he
watch
was
you,
telling me.
How you're running that race.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the Bible calls them the great cloud of witnesses.
Mm-hmm.
And she told Brother Hagin, Brother Hagin said, I've got to have scripture.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And the Lord said to him, there's more joy in heaven over one lost soul that repents than 99 just persons. So they knew in heaven that
right.
this person had repented, which is making a progress on your spiritual race.
Exactly.
And so that's what Gary told you.
Absolutely.
It's a grandstand.
He said, there's a grandstand, and he said, it's not a secret. People who live there know exactly where it is. And he said, you just know that your husband went there, and he knows how you're progressing in your ministry and what you're doing for the Lord. And that was a comfort. you know. And so another thing too that you mentioned Brother Hagin, and he talked about dispensations when I was in Bible school. And one thing he did say is when the Bible talks about one dispensation and another one, that it's not just one day you wake up and it's a brand new dispensation. But there's
things actually, everything changed in one night, overnight.
It's not that way at all. But he said it's like a bleeding into, a meshing, like putting your fingers in your left hand and your fingers into your right. There is a coming together. So there'll be forerunners who will actually be witnesses and experience the next dispensation. And so we see and know Dr. Gary Wood as one of those forerunners to heaven. We see and know Jesse Duplantis. He is a witness who's gone to heaven, and many others. And so we're blessed to be able to read from their books, and we're blessed to read from the Word of God that says, if you be raised up with Christ, then set your mind, your affection on things above.
Shelley, let's do that tomorrow. Tomorrow and the next day, let's just choose excerpts out of these witnesses who have gone to heaven, and you read their stories, one experience and another experience, whatever you've got marked with your little tabs over there, for 2 days. And I know the people will want to be with us and hear this. And I want you to tell about Jesse hearing Jesus preach. And read that little part about Jesse hearing Jesus preach again.
Okay.
We read it the other day, but
we sure did.
We only have
so
a little
blessed.
Short time here, but
well, it's on
do
page.
Do you want to take another longer time and read that? Tomorrow?
Well, it's just on page 117.
Okay, read it.
And he said, "I'd always thought of Jesus as being a quiet teacher, but he was full of power and preached with authority."
Jerry went to one of those. Jesse went to one of those big places where they meet. In heaven.
Oh yes, Jesus preached with great emotion. I could see that he was torn with compassion for those who were still on earth. And Jesus preached of his coming to earth.
Praise God.
And he said, "I'm going to get my body."
Hallelujah.
"And my body shall reside in this place."
Hallelujah. There I'm going to reside.
"That my Father has created for us." And there was a stirring among the people, and they began shouting and praising God. And the Lord began to shout, "I'm going to get your brothers, your sisters, and I'm going to get your family, and bring them back to this place to live with me forever and ever."
Hallelujah. Now, if you want to read more, we're not offering Jesse's book. You can get that from him. But you can get from us a book by Dr. Gary Wood. We're going to read from it tomorrow. I Died and Went to Heaven, and Within Heaven's Gates by Rebecca Springer. Both books for $15 plus postage. Just call us here at Billy Brim Ministries at 1-800-972-3447. Come and join us in our eschatology meeting March 16th through 20th at Walk on the Water Faith Church in Osage Beach, Missouri. Call that same number to find out details. Call us at 1-800-972-3447 to find out about the meeting in Osage Beach and to find out about how you can bring your young people to the exciting Champions for Christ Summer Blitz here in Branson. Shalom.